AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. On Twitter, Alec Baldwin calls it a tragic accident. Police say Baldwin is free to travel. They say he fired a gun full of blanks at a movie studio in New Mexico. Cinematographer Helena Hutchins was killed. Director Joel Souza was injured. Cinematographer Stephen Hall says there could be a number of reasons why this happened.
I can't speak for what happens in the state of New Mexico. I've worked in the U.S., of course, and I must admit I've always found the safety protocols involving weapons, certainly in the U.S., to be very strict and very well adhered to.
It's not clear if Alec Baldwin was performing at the time of the shooting. Millions more Americans are now eligible for a coronavirus booster shot. The AP's Sagar Magani reports the CDC is trying to clear up confusion over who can get them.
For people who got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine more than 2 months ago,
then they are eligible for a boost.
The timeline's a bit longer for Pfizer and Moderna recipients, more than 6 months ago.
You're eligible if you're over the age of 65, and you're eligible if you live in a long-term care facility. And you're eligible if you're over the age of 18 and you have underlying medical conditions or you live or work in a high-risk place.
CDC Chief Rochelle Walensky says that leaves millions of people not yet eligible. So the definition of fully vaccinated will not change for now. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A jury in New York convicted Lev Parnas, a former associate of Rudy Giuliani, on charges he made illegal campaign contributions to influence politicians and advance his business interest. The Soviet-born Florida businessman has insisted through his lawyer he never used Russian money for political donations. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says the tangled supply chains and shortages that have bedeviled the economy since this summer have gotten worse and will likely keep inflation elevated well into next year. This is AP News. China's capital, Beijing, is starting to offer booster coronavirus shots leading up to the Winter Olympics.
The booster shot would be available to at-risk groups who have received two-dose Chinese vaccines, including those participating, organizing, or working on games facilities. The extra jab has been rolling out across cities throughout the vast nation, but Chinese authorities have been extra cautious about who gets the booster. The games are set to begin on February the 4th, with only residents of China allowed in the stands. China has been largely successful in preventing local transmission through strict requirements on mask wearing, quarantining, and contact tracing. I'm Karen Chemas.
Tonight in Houston, Game 6 of the American League Championship Series, the Houston Astros are one victory away from a trip to the World Series. They've won the last two games of the series with the Boston Red Sox. In the National League, the Atlanta Braves have a 3-2 lead over the LA Dodgers. Game 6 is tomorrow. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.